Welcome, folks. Thank you for joining the call. I'm Jason Walsh, Executive Director of the Blue Green Alliance National Partnership of Labor Unions and Environmental Groups. We're here today because our coalition is united in the fight to keep workers safe in the middle of a pandemic that has already claimed the lives of 150,000 Americans. We're in an unprecedented crisis. We are facing a public health emergency with millions of Americans losing their jobs and livelihoods, but we are facing at the same time a workplace health emergency. The rank and file members of BGA's union partners are on the front lines of this pandemic. Healthcare workers, teachers, utility workers, manufacturing workers, many of them are working in unsafe conditions. Many of them are getting sick. Some of them are dying. Every worker in America deserves to have a safe workplace, now more than ever. But the Trump administration has failed on every level to provide that. It has failed so lethally that it's clear Congress must step in and act to ensure workers are protected on the job and that lives are saved. Make no mistake, this is also a racial justice emergency. In a paper the Blue-Green Alliance released today, we examined the role race has played in COVID infections and deaths in workplaces. Black and Latinx workers are more likely to have jobs that require them to physically report to a workplace where they have lower wages and a higher risk of exposure to the COVID-19 virus. An analysis of 2018 census data shows that 43% of Black and Latinx workers are employed in service or production jobs, while only about one in four white workers held such jobs. This dynamic can be clearly seen in the meatpacking industry. Even before the COVID pandemic, animal slaughtering and processing was a dangerous job with injury rates higher than construction, mining, and chemicals production. During the COVID pandemic, meatpacking plants have become hotspots of infection and transmission. The Trump administration's response has been to use its authority not to keep these workers safe, but to force workers to stay on the job, irregardless of the safety conditions in their workplaces. Unsurprisingly, but shockingly, as of July 27th, so earlier this week, the number of COVID-diagnosed meatpacking workers was 37,197 from 370 plants in 33 states across the country. The number of deaths stood at 168 workers. 90% of these fatalities were workers of color. While this is happening, the federal agency charged by Congress almost 50 years ago with protecting workers is largely missing in action. Under Donald Trump, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration and its counterpart for the mining industry, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, are treating frontline workers as if they're expendable workers. Instead of enforceable standards, they've put forward guidelines that are unenforceable and toothless by design. They are failing the workers they're charged to protect. So now it's up to Congress. The House has done its job. They passed legislation in the HEROES Act that sets enforceable standards that can be used to prevent more unnecessary deaths at work and hold bad actors accountable. Now the Senate needs to do its job. Senate Democrats have put forward legislation to require both OSHA and MSHA to issue emergency standards to keep workers safe. Senate Republicans do not support this, apparently. Instead, they are focused on making sure workers and their families are denied the ability to hold corporations legally accountable if they've endangered or killed workers through their negligence and greed. With lives on the line, U.S. senators from the states where cases are rising fastest and with the biggest hotspots, for example, Missouri, Maryland, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Indiana, Nebraska, should be clamoring for Senate action that would require federal agencies to issue emergency rules. But they haven't. We've seen the Senate under Mitch McConnell fail workers in America again and again. It's time for his members to stand up to him and stand up for workers and pass OSHA and MSHA emergency temporary standards to protect workers on the job from this disease. Our first speaker is U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. Senator Duckworth is an Iraq War veteran, Purple Heart recipient, and former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. was among the first handful of Army women to fly combat missions during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Now she represents the people of Illinois in the Senate, where she has been one of our fiercest advocates working to keep communities and workers safe during this crisis, including by introducing legislation, the Every Worker Protection Act, to require the Department of Labor to promulgate the emergency standards we've talked about here today. Senator Duckworth.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Well, first off, I want to thank the Blue-Green Alliance for having me. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to talk about what I believe should be one of the top priorities in Washington right now, that is providing our workers and families with the protections and relief they need to come out on the other side of this pandemic. Unfortunately, what Senate Republicans proposed in their so-called recovery package this week is just more proof that they're not with us, more proof that they care more about shielding big businesses from liability and protecting them from lawsuits than protecting workers' health, as their so-called HEALS Act provisions actively pave the way for more Americans to get sick just to help big businesses' bottom line. Look, it's obvious who's carrying the weight of this pandemic. It's not those corporations that the GOP is trying so hard to defend. It's not the executives in their C-suites. It's the workers and their families. Workers are on the front lines. They're keeping the shelves in our grocery stores stocked and our hospitals from being overwhelmed. Working parents are fighting for their jobs, all while providing full-time childcare or serving as their kids' sole educator, somehow trying to teach their 5-year-old how to read or add 3 plus 5. You know, when I was a helicopter pilot in the Army, I knew what I was signing up for. I knew the risks. But so many workers today never signed up for this. They did not anticipate having to risk their lives on the front lines of a global pandemic. The burdens we're placing on the shoulders of working families is unacceptable, and it is unsustainable. That's why Congress must do what this administration won't do. We have to meet this moment and deliver real-world relief for working families, and that starts with keeping them safe on the job. It's been over 6 months since the first case of COVID-19 here in the U.S., and yet the Trump Department of Labor and Occupational and Safety Health Administration have still yet to issue an emergency temporary standard to protect workers. Trump's OSHA has received more than 6,000 complaints regarding unsafe work conditions during the pandemic, yet they've only issued one citation, one. Since March, Democrats have been calling on the administration to issue emergency temporary standards for COVID-19. In the early days of the pandemic, I introduced a bill that would have required an emergency temporary standard for frontline healthcare workers. I then worked with Senator Tammy Baldwin on her legislation to extend an emergency temporary standard for all essential workers who remain on the job during this pandemic. Make no mistake, OSHA already has the authority to do this themselves. They just won't do it. Despite repeated efforts by myself and other Democrats, Republicans in Congress have refused to act. This administration will not do its job and protect workers, and Republicans in Congress have sent the message that that's okay with them. As of last Thursday, more than 800 U.S. frontline healthcare workers had reportedly died from COVID-19. My heart breaks for their families, and I'm furious that Trump and Senate Republicans could be doing so much more, yet are simply sitting on their hands. Keeping our loved ones and neighbors safe is at the top of every American's priority list right now. How dare that be any different for the administration? It's past time for Republicans in Congress to hold this administration accountable. They really must step up. They should include in the next relief package what Democrats have been fighting for since the onset of this pandemic, language requiring OSHA to do its job, and finally issue that temporary standard that we've all been asking for. This policy is not just a matter of common decency. It's a matter of common sense. It is a necessary, obvious, obligatory step that we have no choice but to take if we want to get to the other side of this pandemic and recover stronger than we were before. But Senate Republicans want to go in the opposite direction, and we can't let them. Thank you for the work that you're all doing to make that reality possible. It's really been a pleasure to be here today. And with that, I am turning this back over to Jason.
Thank you, Senator Duckworth. Our next speaker is Dr. Kathy Rest, the Executive Director of the Union of Concerned Scientists, a BGA partner. Before joining UCS in 2004, Dr. Rest's experience included serving as Acting Director of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention during the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks and the anthrax scare that followed. Kathy?
Thank you, Jason. I'm pleased to be with you today. As you've just heard, workers have a right to a safe workplace, and employers have an obligation to provide a workplace that's free of recognized hazards. That's actually the law of the land, and policymakers have a responsibility to make sure that this happens. If not now, during a pandemic crisis that has infected at least 4.3 million people in the U.S. and killed almost 150,000 and is essentially out of control in so many parts of our country, if not now, then when? I'm sorry to say that our policymakers are falling down on the job. As you've just heard, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has essentially been missing in action. Our nation's workers, many of whom continue to put their lives at risk to provide our families and our communities with the essential services that we need and rely on every day, they deserve better. They're paying a heavy price. This is especially true among Black and other workers of color who are disproportionately represented in workplaces deemed essential. From our hospitals and long-term care facilities, meatpacking and food processing plants, and some of our other food chain workers, it's time to put the health and safety of these working people first. It's really time to take action. Voluntary guidelines just don't cut it. And relying on companies to be aware and do the right thing and be compassionate is not enough. It's not enough now. It's past time to establish a clear and enforceable standard to protect workers from the coronavirus. It's time to require OSHA and MSHA to institute an emergency temporary standard that requires employers to ensure that their workers are protected from the coronavirus, and then go on and do the work to establish a permanent long-term standard to protect workers from exposure to infectious agents on the job. OSHA has an enforceable standard for blood-borne pathogens. It needs to do the same now for airborne infectious agents like the virus that causes COVID-19. A national standard would help give certainty to employers as well, including those that operate across state lines. It will help keep workers healthy, and it will help keep businesses open. So I'm happy to be joining this call today to call on our federal lawmakers to step up and put the needs of working people first. Working people are the backbone of this nation's economy, and they deserve this kind of protection. The need is clear. The science is there. Worker health is public health. Public health is worker health. Shielding employers from liability doesn't promote either one, really. So I would like to thank you all for listening, and thank you, Senator Duckworth, for your efforts on the Every Worker Protection Act. The House has passed such a bill, and I hope that your colleagues in the Senate will do the right thing and pass this crucial piece of legislation. I will turn it back to you, Jason.
Thank you. Let's actually move to questions now. Olivia, I will let you tee that up. While you're doing that, let me just try to quickly summarize the main points that we're making on this call. One, every worker in America deserves to have a safe workplace. This administration has failed on every level to provide that, so much so that it's become clear Congress has to step in. Two, every worker needs to be protected. And in the paper that I referenced earlier on this call, we examined the role race has played in COVID infections and deaths in workplaces and disproportionate impact is being lived out in these workplaces in real time. Three Senate Democrats have put forward legislation from Senator Duckworth and her colleagues to require both OSHA and MSHA to issue emergency temporary standards to keep workers safe. But at this point, Senate Republicans have not moved on that legislation.